Welcome to Strange Familiars Presents. If you don't already listen to our regular podcast, Strange Familiars, check us out. StrangeFamiliars.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like what we do and you'd like to help us out, please consider becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/strangefamiliars for more information. Tonight's tale is one of superstition and exhumation in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Superstition in Lancaster County. A case of superstition in this county has come to our knowledge, which for ignorance and moral turpitude exceeds the darkest pages of the history of Robachism or even Salem witchcraft, and is a disgrace to the boasted intelligence of the Garden of the Keystone State, with her college, academics, common schools, and churches. On Sunday last, the good people of Ephrata were startled and shocked that the remains of a certain Miss Sophia Bannman, who died about 9 years ago, had been exhumed on that day by two men hired for the purpose by the friends of the deceased. Curiosity was naturally excited, and speculation started as to the cause of such an open desecration of the ashes of the dead on the quiet of the Sabbath. And upon inquiry of some of the relatives, our correspondent learned that the young lady alluded to had died of consumption, and that since her death, two of her sisters, her mother, and two brothers had died also of the same disease. In all these cases, a hereditary taint was strongly marked, and no doubt was left upon the minds of physicians and all sensible persons as to the cause of their death. But the opinions of physicians were set aside by the incursions of ignorance and superstition, under which the belief was seriously entertained and acted upon that, by some hocus-pocus, the winding sheet of the corpse had got into her mouth, and that by a continual suction, the modus operandi of which was only known to the spirits, she had actually drawn the other five members of the family after her, and unless the winding sheet was speedily removed from the mouth of the corpse, she would, in like manner, cause the premature death of the whole connection. Incredulous as the belief in such a monstrous superstition in the enlightened age may appear, it is nevertheless true. For according to previous arrangements, the hired resurrectionists commenced operations on Sunday morning. The earth was removed, the coffin brought to the surface, and the lid removed under the direction of a committee of inspection. But to their utter astonishment, no winding sheet was found there. The poor deluded creatures, having forgotten, in the zeal of their superstition, that the last shred of a piece of bleached muslin would rot away long before the expiration of 9 years. With disappointment depicted in their countenance, the committee caused the remains to be quickly and quietly interred, and then sought their respective homes again, to meditate upon the doctrine of spooks and goblins and sucking corpses. The article was from the Valley Spirit, Wednesday, June 3rd, 1857. Strange Familiars is a production of Dark Holler Arts. Music, books, art, podcasts, and more. DarkHollerArts.com. All music is by Stone Breath. See stonebreath.bandcamp.com for more.